views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA. Today is April the 10th, 2018. It is a Tuesday. We have a live show for you today, and looking forward to that. At any time, if you would like to call in, I would definitely encourage people to call in today with questions. If you have any questions or just sharing some of your thoughts and helping everyone to prepare for what we're going to be talking about, I think that we are probably within an hour or two before the U.S. starts its overall military engagement in Syria that could have a substantial response from Russia, Iran, and China versus the NATO nations that are amassing, all sides are amassing in the Syria region on all fronts. And there are actually amassing of troops globally that is taking place right now, which is very significant. And in my opinion, ladies and gentlemen, this is far, far beyond anything that the Cuban Missile Crisis has ever seen or any small skirmish that has ever been that has ever had in the past between the U.S. and Russia. This is going to be probably the first announced direct confrontation between Russia and the U.S. ever that could definitely expand and cross-pollinate into a global war that will turn into, my opinion, the first global nuclear exchange. Global Nuclear War One, and we're going to be talking about that and the importance of that. As I said before, we are probably hours away, or it could actually be happening now at sunset, or in the evening in that region of the world. So I want to give you some of the things that has been going on. And I didn't post much of anything. I didn't post anything at all inside of BTR community today because I've been busy preparing myself, and I'm going to just tell you some of the things that I've been doing and some of the things that I think that you should be doing as well. So with that being said, we're going to jump into that part of the show. But before we do that, everyone, please continue to support Black Talk Radio Network with your donations. Also, this also may be I will say this, when this war takes off, there is going to be a panic buying spree in the precious metals, in the physical precious metals realm. So I would definitely say if you would like to get your precious metals, contact Prosperity Mint, those individuals that you missed some individuals today, just been real busy. My man Hunter, hit me up after Tando Radio Show, Didn't forget, has just been completely swamped today. But we'll definitely take care of those of you at Tando Radio Show the best that I possibly can. So if and when, and it's no longer, well, I have full confidence in saying it's not even a matter of if this whole thing is going to take off, but the overall scope and how deep it's going to be, I don't know. But the best thing to always do is to prepare for the worst, so you'll never be caught in the worst position. And that being unprepared, unaware, unknowing, and without any options. So we want to make sure that you have that today. And this is a time, a moment in history, or a moment in history that is probably going to be regularly repeated, commentated on, debated ad nauseum, of all the things that went wrong and why things happened the way that they did. What were the events that led up to seconds before the disaster and everything else? So I would definitely say to you, be mindful of where we are now, but you, the most important thing is for you to prepare. And I'm going to give you some of the reasons why I think is necessary to prepare, because I've never seen any form of military alignment that is beyond all of the military alignment that's taking place in the theater of Syria. It's all for engagement. None of it is for positioning. None of it is for being able to up one outside of military strategical positioning. And that is very, very dangerous. And the general population here in the States have no clue that this is happening right now, and what this is going to, the possibilities of this being leading to. Now, that actually offers you, those of you that are aware of this, that offers you a lot of leverage. And it offers you a lot of leverage because it will give you an opportunity to prepare while no one else is looking. But that window, ladies and gentlemen, is extreme. It's closing. And once the engagement happens, we're going to see a lot of different things that take place. So with that being said, I'm going to tell you right now, one of the things that I'm doing is that, and you should be doing, is making sure that your vehicles have the necessary fuel, because gas prices, as soon as the shootings start, gas prices could actual double or go into numbers that are unattainable by the general population here, especially within our community. So do yourself the favor. Do yourself the service and your family the service, and make sure that your vehicles have the ample fuel that you'll need just to get through the initial onslaught or the initial stage in case this goes much, much further. And I want to express the importance of that, because no matter what, even if things don't go awry, you will be able to use that fuel anyhow. So that's really what preparing is all about. So one second. So I just want to make sure that you all are as prepared as you possibly could be, while I myself am preparing now. I'm actually running out to grab some fuel because I need it to do that in today. So at any time, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. And I am not on the board, so you would just have to say, excuse me, and I will hear you and definitely will bring you up, give you an opportunity to express yourself. And I'm going to lay out some of the things that I've seen today, and I really didn't have a lot of time to pay much attention to it because I needed to pay attention to properly preparing and making the proper adjustments that I'll need to make in my overall preparedness mandates or my preparedness plans. So you should be doing that as well. Very, very important that you do that. Take this opportunity while you still can. And if I don't think there's anything that's not going to go awry, especially from some of the things I'm going to be sharing with you that I was able to find out in just a short, probably about 15, 20 minutes of research. And all of the handwriting is on the wall. The U.S. has actually made a U.N. appeal that was vetoed by Russia in regards to the chemical attack. The U.S. is actually put a consortium, put their NATO partnerships, France, England, and the U.S. are now moving strategically in placing their naval armadas to be able to strike, and also having ground troops in northern Syria and around Syria deployed and preparing for an expansion of an attack. There's also been talks of possibly having a form of a ground invasion as well. And ladies and gentlemen, what you're talking basically about is a all-out military incursion by NATO, U.S. and NATO, against Syria. Now, on the Syrian side is Russia, Iran, Hezbollah, but also, as of today, China. China has actually sent some of their naval armada to defend the only port military port that Russia has is in Syria, seagoing military port. They've been dispatched there to defend the naval station and to augment the Russian naval armada that's there as well. And the Baltic Fleet, the Black Sea Fleet, Russian Black Sea Fleet, has been dispatched to Syria and are in this overall theater of operation to defend Syria and to defend their military positions inside of Syria. The only nation that Syria has allowed to be in country is Russia. All other foreign military other forms of military presence are invading forces. And I anticipate also that Iran will, and they've been asked to assist Russia, and they have complied and are fully behind in supporting Russia. So what we now have is the U.S. and NATO versus Russia, Syria, Iran, Hezbollah, and joining today is China. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about World War III. And any confrontation that leads from that is going, any military incursion that comes from that has the full potential to lead into a global positioning of war everywhere. And that will drastically change the quality of life and standard of living that everyone here has been accustomed to. And in my opinion, it will change and never return to what it was in the former. So this is extremely important, extremely relevant. And please excuse me with the noise, the background noise, as I need to get some fuel for my vehicle. So this is where we are. And as I said, there was actually, let me see if I can, one second, excuse me. There were actually the UN, and from the overall diplomatic conversations within the UN, both sides realized that it's no longer any time for talking. And Russia has said that the U.S. has been a colonizer everywhere that they've gone, and they've been a part of the scorched earth policy that must now be addressed and stopped and no longer tolerated. Folks, that's more than fighting words. That is now the overall words. The words of war are no longer being said. Both sides have come to the agreement that the only thing left to do now is for military engagement to settle this. And this is all, you can see this all being played out from some of the headlines that are being on the mainstream media. Has everything to do with the overall Trump investigation. Facebook plays into this and so forth and so on. It all plays into this because the overall main objective, in my opinion, is for the paternal order of governments to get into a very, very large or a coordinated global depopulation program. And the best way to do that is by overall global war. And they are positioning that, and it's no turning back from that unless the people of the world decide that they're not going to participate in it. And I don't see that type of rally going on by people as of yet. I'm not saying that that won't be the case in the future, but as we, in my opinion, looking at it from where we are right now, very few are even considering that as of yet. Maybe once it starts and the overall pain of that process starts to come upon and people actually get knocked in the head enough to see that, hey, they need to do something else, or they become cured from this spell that they're under, and they can see the real evil and have an understanding of what this evil is really all about and stand up against it individually and then collectively as a organized unit or as an agreed upon real movement of people to say no, then this overall war paradigm has worked so well before in the past and is going to show itself to be a proven means to obtain the objective of control and subjugation by war and depopulation. The less people you have on this planet, the less people will question, more people will obey. So, unfortunately, ladies and gentlemen, this is the truth of the climate, and this is not fear-mongering for individuals that think it's fear-mongering. Do me a favor, do yourself a favor, and turn off Tando Radio Show. Never have to come back here. I really don't, really not concerned about that type of mentality, because that type of mentality is a part of the reason why we've got here. And that type of mentality is the mentality that maintains the overall paradigm of subjugation and enslavement. So if that old, if you feel that way, then hey, this, I'm not, my show, Tando Radio Show, whenever I'm on and doing Tando, it's not for you, and I'm really not concerned about you as a individual because of the choice that you have made to uphold the overall system. It's just that, for me, it's just that bad, and I have no problem with that at all. So we are here. We didn't ask to be here, but we allowed ourselves to be put in this position of where we are, and I would just ask for you all to prepare for this as much as you possibly can so that you will be able to have some decisions that are going to be in your favor to break this overall cycle of violence that we always have to continuously deal with in all forms and all fashions of subjugation and enslavement. So with that being said, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. And I would definitely say as it gets later here, be aware of what's happening there in that area of the planet, what's going on there with the global fraternal order of governments, or what they're up to at that particular time, because it's going to spread and go everywhere. So I think it will be in your best interest. If you haven't gone and acquired the necessary food, this would be a good time to do that. Food, water,
and whatever specific needs that you have and your family has, that now is the time to do it. And I would say to prioritize the things, that one of the first things that you probably want to look at is fuel, because fuel is just as soon as this war starts, and depending upon how big this thing is going to be and what the overall, I would call them the BRIC nations' response is going to be to this, how they respond to it will dictate everything. And I wouldn't be surprised, well, not only that, it's also what U.S. and NATO is going to do, because the U.S. and NATO is not beyond them to sink one of their own ships and say that it was done by one of the combative nations, being Russia, China, Iran, or Hezbollah, or whomever they would choose to lay blame on. That is not above and beyond reproach, because that's how, in my opinion, I think we got to the point that we're at now. Or it may actually be done by the military apparatus that the BRIC nations have deployed in the theater of operations, and they may do it themselves. And what also is going to be very significant, what damage will be done to the Russian naval armada as well, because to any form of significant damage is going to definitely cause for a continuous response by Russia. And this is just where we are today. I no other way to put it but say, hey, this is why we've actually been trying to prepare for so long. There's nothing for us to be afraid of, but it's definitely something for us to respond to and have an appropriate response to that. So I'll get into that a little later on in the show. But once again, I want to give you an opportunity, for those of you that would like to chime in on anything of significance, you can give us a call, 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056, and would love to hear from you on the matter at hand. So that's the call-in number. Trying to get some gas here, y'all. So what I'm going to have to do, I don't want to pump gas and be on this phone. So there is no what's in the news. I didn't put anything in the news because I think we pretty much, this is the only thing that really, really matters that's in the news. So let me see. I'm going to have to, Scotty, if we could we take a early commercial break? Give me about 5 minutes. I just need to fill up this vehicle real quick.
I'll just, if you're on the board. Yeah, I'll just go ahead and take over the show until you come back, Dave.
Okay, it's only going to take me like two or three minutes to fill up, and
okay.
I'll be done.
All right. So as you have just heard, okay, Dave's report, not that long ago, the UN Security Council voted on a measure concerning an alleged chemical attack in Syria. And I use that word for a reason, alleged, because I don't know if one actually occurred. You don't know if one actually occurred. You saw some pictures, and the people that Donald Trump calls correctly fake news have contextualized everything and given us their narrative, and there's been no investigation. If you ask me, it has been Russia and Syria in that alliance that has been more responsible in calling on the established bodies that handle those sort of investigations, calling on them to come and investigate. But all you have heard from mainstream corporate media, particularly CNN, Fox News as well, and like I stated, you think there's a left-wing media and a right-wing media, or a liberal media and a conservative media. When it comes to murdering and colonizing, they all on the same team, okay? There is no difference, and you're hearing it's as if they're reading from the very same script, which I would say they are reading from a script. Now, what sense does it make to, within 24 hours, like, you know, without an investigation, you're not there, who did what? And it wasn't that long ago I had mentioned, it was probably on Tando Radio Show, that this particular figure was mentioned in Reuters News as being the leader of the rebellion in Eastern Ghouta, this so-called area that has been attacked. I looked up this guy's name, found out what organization he's supposed to be a part of, found out he one of them Islamic extremists that want to create an Islamic state and all the extremist things that people who subscribe to that brand of Islam subscribe to, has used human shields, these civilians as human shields, and even these Syrian civilians that have come out of these liberated areas, they're greeting the Syrian troops as their liberators. They can't, you know, be relieved enough to get out from under the grasp of these terrorists that the United States has been supporting through the CIA and its other proxy, alliances that it has made. Again, there's no logic in Assad using chemical weapons. I pulled up an interview from the last time in 2017. There was a chemical attack. They blamed Assad before there was any kind of investigation. And he told them, we don't even have chemical weapons. We gave up our chemical weapons. And that's why I view what North Korea is doing, talking about we're going to denuclearize and get rid of our nukes. Big mistake. That's what Gaddafi did. Gaddafi said we weren't going to see any nuclear weapons anymore. We're going to get rid of all our chemical weapons stockpiles. And you see where Gaddafi is now, right? Well, you don't know where he's at because they mutilated his body and he doesn't even have a grave. So I'm just saying the only people that's going to suffer is the grunts. That's who's going to suffer. I remember I came to an awakening when I was sitting over there in Saudi Arabia during the Iraqi war. And I'm just, you know, reading Malcolm X biography, my mind being opened up to a lot of new things. And I'm saying to myself, as I know all the people that's being killed because of the information I had access to, I was like, what have these people done to me? These people ain't done nothing to me. You know, they ain't invaded the United States. They ain't bombed the United States. This is because of a dispute between corporations on who's going to control what oil fields. And countless a number of people have been killed. Now, we see in Iraq, there had just Iraq alone, not even including Libya and Afghanistan, but there's estimated 1 million civilians who have died as a result, either directly or indirectly as a result of the United States actions in Iraq. That's not to mention what's happening in Libya right now. How many, I don't know if they even interested in a body count in Libya, okay? But just think about this. What sense do it make to take action that you know is going to lead to thousands, perhaps tens of thousands of deaths over an alleged 100 people being killed by chemical weapons? That don't make no sense whatsoever. Dave, are you back? All right, we're still waiting on Dave. So, you know, I feel for those who, like me, were forced into the military because they didn't see any other options. They weren't willing to go into debt just to get college money. They had trouble finding jobs. So, you know, you always have the poverty draft and what. Those the people that's going to suffer the most. Those the ones that's going to be dodging bullets and bombs or being forced to kill people who have not done anything to them personally. Most of these people who make these decisions on going to war ain't none of Trump's children in the United States military. Ain't none of Nikki Haley's children, if she even has any children, are going to be put at risk in this war. And you better believe it will be mass casualties if these powers that are aligned against each other actually get into, well, the war is already going on, but if they escalate it and they actually put troops on the ground. So do all these people that give lip service to, oh, we support the troops. The best way to support the troops, as Max Parthas says and the other artists in that track, Freestyle, say, is to stop having American soldiers killed for no reason. No justifiable reason whatsoever. But, you know, the United States has been in perpetual war. Slavery and war is their number one economic exports. That's how they subsist. This is how they make money. Dave, are you back? All right, Dave is still doing some work. So they tried to go through the UN Security Council, but of course we know Russia has a permanent seat along with the United States, and they vetoed it. And I'm like, I was just telling somebody the other day, you want to talk about the United Nations. As far as I can tell, the United Nations has always been a tool of racism and white supremacy. Do they have these different committees that say some stuff or come out with some reports that's correct? Yes, they do. But in the grand scheme of things, the UN has endorsed every evil action that the United States wants to get into. Dave, do we have you back?
Yes, sir. I'm back, Scotty. Man, so true, Scotty. And that's, you know, it's in the UN is in the U.S. for a reason, to serve the purpose of the overall celebrity corporation known as the United States. So, well, Scotty is absolutely right from what I actually heard. And so there was a one of the things that I definitely want to say, just give you some up to date. This thing is really real, and I anticipate the fireworks to be jumping off at any the fireworks to be jumping off at any moment. And believe me, I do not want this to happen, because I'm not prepared for this, and I don't want to have to, but I'm not naive, and it's not that I don't want this to happen, or I don't want it to happen, but not wanting it to happen has not caused me to be fearful to not do anything about what's the obvious evidence that is in front of us. And the evidence that is in front of us tells the story that this thing is going to kick off, and is going to kick off large, because it follows the systematic practice of the war paradigm. So I know we got another caller. I think we got another caller in queue. It might be my man Jenna. Let's go to him. Is that Jenna? Is that you?
That asked me, Hassan in Seattle.
What's up, Hassan? What's going on, bro? What say you?
Oh, man, I'm just, I'm driving. I'm listening to the show, and I just drove past. I mean, it could be me tripping, but I just drove past Boeing Airfield. I drive past Boeing Airfield every day on the freeway, and I just saw six large planes that I've never seen there before. I drive past it all the time. Anybody in Seattle drives past it all the time, and I just saw six. They were like grayish, dark grayish blue. Plane, and they was all sitting there on the runway thing. That was just kind of strange. You know, listening, you know, we're talking about all this, and I kind of look over and I see, and I'm in traffic too, so I was able to really look at them. There was no logos on them or nothing. And I was like, wow. There was a couple foreign planes with foreign flags on them. There was a couple things that I just don't see there. Today. So.
Yeah, you know what, Hassan? I've seen a lot of troop movement. I actually sent Roz a picture last month of some major troop movement that I took a picture of as it was happening here in Dallas. So yeah, there's a lot of that in places that are strategical places. They'll probably see a lot of military movement going on. So yeah, it's definitely no. It's not you, bro. This is what's happening, and it's happening globally, especially in the affected regions. That's going to initiate this whole thing.
And you know what's funny is that, that's funny you said the Truth Movement. I didn't even speak on this. I was going to call in last week and speak on it, but it was too much air in the background. I was traveling last week. Me and my man was traveling. That was his first time listening to your show. I wanted to call in too, because you had us cracking up, man, when you was talking about the children going to be like rabid dogs that day. So anyways, I was listening to the show, but my point I'm making now, is I was on a road trip. I went about 4 hours out to go take care of something, and I saw a whole bunch of troop movement on the freeway. That's not the first time I've seen it on that particular road, but the only other time I saw it on that particular trip that I was on was when we was on the verge of something like this anyway. So just to add that to that too, I just last week, whatever day that was when we had that show, I saw a whole lot of troop movement on the freeway. I've seen a little bit of it too, even in the city, but not that much. I see it every now and then.
It definitely happens, and you know, one of the things that's very important for those of you that have been listening to Tando Radio Show, I'll tell you this. I was a part of the build up for Desert Shield that turned into Desert Storm, and Scotty was actually deployed and everything else. What we're going to be seeing and how it drastically changes everything. And this one is going to be pretty significant, the most significant engagement that the U.S. has ever had, in my opinion, even above and beyond World War I and World War II, because the dynamics are so much greater. During those confrontations, the overall adversarial foes, the U.S. one didn't get into them initially. This is going to start it off with an adversary that is more than capable of winning. And in my opinion, the overall adversary has allowed this to happen because they know they can win now. And so it's pretty significant. I want to just give y'all some news that I ran across. I haven't verified this, but doesn't really matter because that's when. But I will say this: when you're getting into a wartime scenario, the overall rumor mill gets really, really bad. You can't distinguish between a rumor or have something that has any credibility because so many things change. In a global war paradigm that I've never experienced, nor has anyone here, you know, unless you are, you know, in the 80s and 90 years of age. But I sat down with a lot of individuals that had, and I actually, because one of the things I used to do as a young man is that I used to always love to sit under the elders and learn as much as I possibly could. So. And they told me a lot of how things had changed. But this dynamic is going to be far, far different because of the adversary, the actual the contention, the capabilities of.
I was about to say, Dave, the technology.
The technology, Scotty. Yeah. The technology is far, far, far superior. And it's there's. It may be maybe unequal in some, but parity is closer now. And the U.S. will be entering a world war from the beginning, not coming in as they've done before in the past. So very, very important in that overall dynamic. But one of the things that and I'm going to have no problem telling you all this, that I've heard this and I haven't had a chance to vet it, that Russia has called back all of its high-ranking government officials and military leaders to go into bunker protection inside of the different mountains throughout Russia to maintain continuity of government. And remember, we gave the reports from TASS from inside Russia, where they were preparing their citizens to go into to major bunkers that they have built for their citizens in preparation for a war with the U.S. So here it is, and this was last year. How many places here have been telling the citizens to prepare? What warning has been given to the people here as to where this war paradigm could be moving to? There's been no preparation outside of alternative media such as Black Talk Radio Network, Tando Radio Show, and some of the other ones that have been giving warning to the people that this is moving in a direction of military confrontation. It may behoove of you to start to prepare. And also, some of the other events is that Russia and Syria have put their military personnel inside the theater of operation under full combat alert. And not only full combat alert, it's been said and that Russia has also decided that they won't just respond to any attacking planes, ships. They also will attack units and have targets that have not engaged in combat. What does that mean, ladies and gentlemen? That could mean anything. That could mean that they're talking about their overall submarine fleet actually engaging the U.S. or NATO targets outside of the theater of operations. All things are now seeming to be possible. And when that happens, when this happens, once the fighting starts, all is fair and open, because now they have full cooperation of the people, not to be questioning anymore. The only thing that the people will be doing is looking for direction by their leaders. So this setup is pretty significant. And I'll tell you also, one of the smart moves that Trump could do, let's just say for the sake and purpose that this isn't, you know, that the governments are what most people think that they are. We don't think that. I don't give any credibility to that. But even if it is, it'd be a wise move for Trump right now to engage Russia and Syria in a way that will cause them to respond. Because guess what? The overall Mueller investigation is killed immediately.
Hey, Dave. Did you hear did you hear what Trump said the other day about it's hard to unify Americans without a catalyzing event? Where have we heard that before?
Yes. Yes. So true before. So true. Yes, Scotty. I heard him say it. And it's not the first time that he said that either. This is, you know, he said this a couple of times. So as we speak, I'm going to try to get on and get into what's going on so I can jump in and give you some insight and then get into what some of the things that I think that we all should be doing, because I think that that's very, very important. And any of you that have any insight as to some of the proceedings, I'm not quite sure if something jumps off and if it's after hours. And I may just, if Scotty's available, call Scotty and may do a show for you all, but depending on how big it is. But I definitely want you all to prepare and want to spend some time in the next hour after at the top of the hour. The only thing that I really want to be discussing is preparing, getting you all ready for this, and some of the things that you should be looking at in preparation. So we'll be doing that at the top of the hour. So want to do that. But some of the other things, reporting wise, and once again, excuse me, I was so busy today. I didn't really have time to put stuff up in what's in the news or to read some stuff, but I will do that until we get into the top of the hour, where I think we should only really be spending time looking at some of the things that we should be doing. So once again, hold on 1 second. Let me log in here so I can see the board. And my dog wants to play right now. No, Ghost. Relax. Sit. So, excuse me, y'all. Sorry about that. So here we are. And I would like to know what some of the things that you're doing. One thing that I definitely want to emphasize that the U.S. is also moved to DEFCON 3. Not surprised
by
that.
You know what's happening right now, Dave?
Yes.
If anybody got members of the military, members of their family in the military, I bet you can't contact them right now because they on lockdown.
No.
They on lockdown, and they ain't going to be allowed to get on the phone. Everything that was going on when they deployed us, man.
Yep. So true. It's called military silence. And they have definitely moving. Scotty said that the UN resolution was actually, it's done deal. Pretty much a done deal. They are definitely going to engage militarily. And so the response, and there's from the black warships in the Mediterranean, as well as the Black and Caspian Sea. And this is from all different nations. And the UN, the second UN Security Council resolution vote failed 5-4. So, we are definitely going to go into...
Yeah, but they won't be able to use the excuse of we have a mandate. And again, you know, the UN Security Council voted to allow them to attack Libya, man. And so I don't put no stock or faith in the United Nations or any of these mm-mm. bodies under U.S. control, ultimately, you know. So, but they only did that so they can then go back and say, oh, the UN Security Council gave us permission. So everything they doing now in Syria is just like what they've been doing in Syria. It's illegal under international law. Russia, China, Iran, Hezbollah were invited by the lawful government of Syria to fight these terrorists that the UK, the British, the US, and French. Saudi Arabia and their other Arab countries have aligned themselves with the US and UK. They're in there illegally.
There's also a troop movement within China is moving in a position against Taiwan as we speak as well. This is not the this is the real 36-hour margin, 96-hour margin call that we're seeing being played out, and that is actually coming from Sputnik News. Some other news that I would want to share with you all before we go into, and if there's anything breaking that happens, I will definitely let you all know. Also, let me just check a couple of things. Scotty is absolutely right. And then once again, we're getting ready to go into a commercial break. And during that commercial break, I'll set up to where I can see the board. And in case we have some callers, definitely want to call in. So, and this all has to do with the dollar and everything else. You know, when you can't beat them, I mean, when you can't with the dollar, the only way you can actually maintain its overall prevalence is now you have to go to war to do it. So, So here we go. And I just was looking at a from Russia Insider. Says a chemical attack with people without protection, same thing that Otis and I were talking about yesterday. We noticed that right away. So all this thing is a facade. And I'm going to tell you, Russia now has to respond. as because they've already stated that they will. They can't turn around now. Absolutely can't. They absolutely can't. There's nowhere for them to go but to engage now. And the reason why I think that they are saying this because they've calculated that and they're ready. And so here we are going to be going. All right, let me check one more. Let me check on what's on Russia today. And then we will get into the second part of the show, which I think is going to be critical. We'd love to hear from you all. 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056 at any time. Give us a call. And we want to talk about some of the things in preparing for this engagement. And so I'm going to say it right now. And I'm looking at Russia. Says this. Russian draft the UN Council resolution. Probe into the chemical, into the Syrian chemical attack fails. Basically, they're trying to prevent engagement. In the statement from the Russian ambassador, we hope you come to your senses. Russia warns the U.S. against illegal strikes, illegal Syrian strikes.
So, Dave, if I heard you correctly, Russia put before a resolution to do an investigation to find out who did the chemical attack.
Yeah, that
now,
was
why would you vote against something like that? Why?
Right.
Why? Unless you already know who did it and you don't want that to be known.
Right. And all that will be lost as soon as the bullets start flying. Exactly, Scotty. That's what the resolution was, to actually to see what happened in Syria. So this is critical. Now, what I will want to do, let me take a look and see how long this quick video from what Russia said on YouTube is not very long at all. Let me just 1 second. It's like 1 minute. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna log in to put it in, and if Scotty would just play that, it's 1 minute long. And then we can go from there. And then we need to talk about you and I and what you and your family should be doing with this. And tomorrow and next week. Now, remember, celebrity figurehead Trump has canceled all. He had a trip to South America. There was also a trip that Mattis had. Over the weekend, all of those things have been canceled. Bolden is the national security advisor. You know this is definitely going to war. So let me just pull this up, and I can save this and put this in, and I'll log in to BTR community. And we'll be good to go, ready to go for today's show. 1 second. Let me just get situated here. So, if we could, Scotty, let's go to a commercial break. Listen, everyone, if you'd like to get in on today's show, if you have any questions, any comments, today is the day to do it, to ask. Let's talk and let's get ready together, because I think it's going to be beneficial to us all. There's no reason for us to be afraid at all, ladies and gentlemen. It's just a matter of that we have to work. We have to put ourselves in position so that we'll be able to to respond to this, have an appropriate response to this that is going to have a beneficial outcome for ourselves individually, as a family unit, and as a community at large. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. And my man, I'm laughing at my man Otis. He heard me call my dog. Yeah, so yeah, Otis. I didn't name him, but that's his name, my man. So good dog. So. All right, I actually posted something from RT with the Russian ambassador to the UN. Now you see why all of the diplomats were actually expelled globally, because they knew that this overall paradigm was coming and they were setting up just for that.
Руководство США, Великобритании и Франции без каких-то ни было оснований и не задумываясь о последствиях. Ведет конфронтационную линию по отношению к России.
I'm sorry, that's the wrong video. I got it for you, hold up.
Okay, no problem.
Here we go, Dave.
Мы находимся в Сирии
okay.
по приглашению законного правительства для борьбы с международным терроризмом в соответствии с уставом ООН. А вот вы кого покрываете? Боевиков и террористов. Если вы приняли решение осуществить незаконную военную авантюру, надеемся, что вы все-таки одумаетесь. Отвечайте за нее сами. А вы хотите использовать вброс сегодня этой резолюции в Совет Безопасности, которая долгое время лежала на полке, чтобы найти предлог? Вы сами говорили неоднократно об этом, о том, что если Совет не примет решение, вы сами будете принимать решение. Зачем вы целенаправленно подрываете авторитет Совета, выдвигая заведомо непроходную резолюцию? Об этом вам вчера многие говорили на консультации. Призываем американскую сторону трезво взвесить конфронтационный потенциал, одуматься и отказаться от голосования по своему проекту. Россия не может поддержать американский проект. Благодарю вас.
Hey, Scotty, if we can stop that one, let me play a better one that has the English. I actually sent you the wrong one. Sorry, bro. And I like this one because the Russian ambassador says, everywhere you go, chaos is left behind. Now it's time for that to be over.
Yeah, I just played the one that you posted in the chat room. You didn't hear it?
Yeah, I sent the wrong one, Scotty, because that was the one. It wasn't in English.
No, it was in English. They were just speaking in English.
Oh, I messed up. Oh, okay. All right. Sorry about that, Scotty.
He was just saying,
well, what was wrong? What was I hearing?
He was just saying that we told you before you brought this resolution that it was not going to pass yesterday in consultations before you brought this, and that that you've had this resolution up on the shelf for a while just looking for a pretext. So I'll play that second one. I think that's a different one, but let me go ahead and cue that one up. All right, give me just
a second. One is a different one. It's no more than 2 minutes,
okay.
Real quick, and he's absolutely right.
Here we go.
So then we're going to, after that, we're going to get into the significance of preparing.
All right, give me just a second so I can skip this.
Yeah,
ad.
Take your time, Scotty.
All right, here we go.
So while Scotty's doing that, let me give you any. Let me. I'm going to say this.
Hey, Dave, can you not hear
it? Happen.
Dave, I'm playing it now. Can you not hear it? I'm about to play it again.
No, I can't.
All right, hold on.
No, can't we? Otis said he couldn't hear it either.
По поводу их бездумных геополитических экспериментов на Ближнем Востоке. Вы хоть понимаете теперь, что вы натворили? Ответ тогда повис в воздухе. Но ответ есть. Нет, вы этого не понимаете. Как и не понимаете того, что вы творите сейчас. Отсутствие у вас внятной стратегии по любому вопросу вызывает недоумение не только у нас. Оно вызывает недоумение у большинства сидящих в этом зале. Просто они не решаются вам его открыто задать. После вас, везде, куда вы заходите, к чему вы прикасаетесь, остается хаос, в мутной воде которого вы стараетесь выловить какую-то рыбу. Но ловятся только рыбы-мутанты. Я задам еще один риторический вопрос. Понимаете ли вы, к какой опасной черте вы подводите мир? Одним из направлений, где враждебность проявляется наиболее сильно, является сирийская. Поддерживаемые внешними спонсорами, террористы и экстремисты терпят в этой стране поражение. Напомним, речь идет о тех террористах и экстремистах, которых вы оснащали, финансировали и забрасывали в эту страну для смены законного правительства. Теперь понятно, почему это вызывает истерику у тех, кто инвестировал в эти темные силы политический и материальный капитал.
Okay. So, yes, we are definitely here. And if you'd like to get in on the conversation, I'm on the board now. I can see if you have a caller in queue, would love to hear from you. So, we'll just move on from that. Everything pretty much is said there. So, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. And I want to really heavily get into some of the things that you should be doing right now. One, I had to go into fuel my vehicle. Make sure that you are able to do that too. You want to have, for those of you that do have vehicles, cars, make sure you have your fuel for your vehicle. Make sure that you grab perishable food. Make sure that you are able to have water and ways to purify water. That's probably more important than anything else, being able to purify water and having water itself, okay? And that's some of the things that you should be doing now. So, and also, make sure you have some form of groceries. Even some things that can be refrigerated, but non-perishable foods is more important right now than anything else, okay? And make sure that you get all of the things that you need, because everyone has different needs. If you have, and it's kind of hard to, but this is what we should have been doing anyway. Because I'm going to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, you could wake up tomorrow morning and all of a sudden oversleep. And you overslept because your alarm didn't come on because the power got cut. These things in today's world, the overall war paradigm is extremely quick. And it may not build up to something. It may just jump off immediately. I want you to be prepared for any and everything. And make sure that your children are aware. Now, this is me. Tomorrow, if things go awry and things start messing up, one of the things that you'll see right away is you'll see a response economically with gas. Gas that wherever it is tomorrow, you could wake up and it could be $2 over where it is right now. $3-$4 over where it is right now. Yes, $3 and $4. And not be available. So you have to be aware of that. Also, tomorrow, if you hear and there was some small engagements, there was not much that changed, make sure on your way to, if you're going to work, if you live far away, make sure you have a gas canister. Put extra gas in that, and also monitor what's going on in case you may need to strategically leave work. Make sure that you can strategically leave work and get back home and make sure your family has a plan. Don't send your children off to school tomorrow without having a plan to recover them that is not dependent upon the system itself to be the overall caretakers of them. I don't know how bad this can be. I've never been in a world war in a confrontation that's going to lead to world war. You haven't either. This ain't Grenada. This ain't Iraq. This ain't Afghanistan, y'all. This is China and Russia and Iran and Syria being assailed by NATO. This means that there was also reports that Russia has sent 70,000 troops on the Ukrainian border. That's significant because if they invade the Ukraine, they could cut off the gas to Germany and France. NATO got a problem then. Djibouti will jump off in the Horn of Africa, as well as other strategical places around the globe. South America, Central America, the Korean Peninsula, South Sea of China, and the U.S. Because China and Russia is able to reach out and touch the continental United States. If NATO engages Russia in the Ukraine and decides to move forward into, and today is the anniversary of the Nazis walking into Russia, you can best believe that they're going to blast on New York, Washington, all of the port cities, Port of Los Angeles, Port of New Orleans, South Carolina, they are definitely going to engage in that. And ladies and gentlemen, our overall lives would change in a heartbeat. Whatever you had today was first world problems. In the midst now will be the third world challenges. So we got my man Jenna that's in queue. Let me go to Jenna. Jenna, welcome to Tando Radio Show. What say you?
Greetings, Brother Dave, Brother Scott, all the callers and listeners. How y'all doing this evening?
What's up, brother? My man. Yes, sir.
Man, I just want to just to prove your point, man. I was we had a meeting on the plantation today where I work at. I work for Miller Industries. We build records that go all around the world, like the big records. They pick up 18-wheelers, houses, things of that nature. So we build very large records. And today we was having a meeting about us getting a bonus. You know, they was giving us a bonus, I think 50 or 75 cents on a dollar we was getting added on. And Roz posted in your thread, by the way. But what happened is everybody was they was glad about the raise. I didn't bring up about the going to the gold standard and the fiat dollar being changed over. I ain't going to that. But most of the time I ask things about what's going on in the world, and the people who in charge, they understand what I be talking about. But the regular everyday workers, they get aggravated because they think it's too gloomy or what have you. They don't ever want to hear my question. So I stop asking questions when they're around. I just talk to the bosses and what have you. So I walked up to the guy who actually owns, he inherited this business from his father, and the second guy in command that's up under him. So I was talking to them, and I asked them about how long will we be working. They was like, "What you mean?" I was like, "Well, with the war paradigm coming along so fast, all of these tariffs and what have you, because once again we build records, so we need steel and aluminum." And he was like, "Man, that's something that should have been asked why everybody was in here." And I was like, "Well, why you just didn't say nothing about that?" And they just kind of paused. So I was like, "Well, with that going on, I know that we don't have much we don't have many utensils to work with. You know, we short on our steel and what have you for the parts that we need. And he told me that with the tariffs and what have you, it's becoming illegal for them to get stuff from certain places.
Ooh.
Because most of our mm-hmm. steel and what have you comes from China and from Russia. So it's been deemed illegal now. So they have to go around, you know, they have to try to find ways to find other vendors. And he told me that he had done went from Canada all the way down to Mexico trying to find new vendors just to be able to get the parts that we need to complete the records that we build. And I was like, well, is that the reason why we are so far behind now? Because we don't have any parts. And he was like, that's part of the reason. I can't tell you the other part. So when he told me that, you know, I had already had all of this in my mind when he before I even asked the question. I just wanted to know what he was going to say. And I asked him, I was like, well, next time we have our meeting, will there be a little bit more solidification as far as what we'll be doing? Will we be working? Will we not be working? So what's going on? Because the little 50 to 75 cent bonus is great, but if we don't have no work to do, won't nobody be working anyway. So that bonus won't mean anything because we won't have no job to do to collect that bonus. And he was like, he told me, he said, I'm going to try to have that for you next time. He was like, but you are the only person that has asked me that. And they done like 6 meetings prior to the group that I was a part of, and nobody had asked that question. So it's getting very serious. It's getting very serious. And ain't nobody going to tell you nothing if you don't already have an understanding of it yourself. That's probably the biggest thing, because with us knowing these things, especially for those of us who don't pay attention outside of Tando, you know, some people might just be listening to what you got to say, and, you know, there's been several people who called you a fearmonger and what have you, but these things are in motion at a rapid pace. And nobody's paying attention to them except for the people who actually have money and that are dealing with these worldwide events, because everything that happens along the entire globe for large companies, they have to deal with that with their surplus. So I just wanted to add that little part, and I put myself on mute. Thank you.
Man, and I'm going to tell you, Jenna put said a lot. And I will tell you another thing. It's one of the reasons that he probably, some of the things that he was saying that was not, that he told Jenna he couldn't tell her, is because the U.S. is actually taking that steel as well, because they know that they are preparing for nationalizing all of those platforms and taking the resources, because they know that this overall confrontation with the BRIC nations, as I'll just say, the consortium of nations with China and Russia, is going to be a formidable response. So, well. Yeah.
Can I add one more thing, and I apologize.
Yeah, of course,
because,
Jenna. No, you got it.
These are the same people that I had asked about our 401k. And when I asked them about the 401k, you know, like I said, all of the regular workers might as well be ants. They was laughing, you know, they was laughing. And then the guy tried to tell me that it wasn't, that doesn't apply to them. And about 2 months after I had asked the HR guy about the 401k after Puerto Rico. Is that me?
Yeah, that's you, Jenna. Wait. Let me make sure. Hold on 1 second, Jenna. Because I changed it.
No,
yeah, that's you, Jenna.
I put myself on mute to see if it was me. It wasn't me.
I think that was you. I'm still on.
Okay, yeah, that was. I mean, yeah, sorry about that. Okay, I got it then. You good, Jenna? Go ahead.
Oh, no worries. The HR guy had asked him about the 401k thing after Puerto Rico had bankrupt, and all of them was laughing at me, telling me I was crazy, worried about the wrong thing and what have you. And then a month later, they changed the 401k, and it specifically said in small writing that that Puerto Rico was not a part of their dealings. And the one last thing that I wanted to add is, like, these are two white gentlemen, very racist in nature. But what I have found is that when you know certain information, they start to respect you solely because you have the same information that they have. So when I asked them about this, both of them wanted to shake my hand afterwards, solely because I knew something that nobody else knew. So I just wanted to add that, because I thought that was very important, that I asked a simple question and it caught both of their attention. Wouldn't one of them stop looking at me? They weren't looking at my feet. They weren't looking around me. Both of them had their eyes squared onto my eyes when I was asking these questions. So I think that's something that all of us need to pay attention to. But I hear the dogs barking, so let me get off of here. Thank you again.
Well, thanks, Jenna. Yeah, and I'm going to tell you, knowing things allows you to prepare for things before those that don't know find out. And that is a position of advantage. And this is why I can't express enough preparation. Get your fuel tonight. Get your food tonight. Doesn't matter. You're going to need it. You're going to have to use it anyhow. Be aware of what's going on. This thing could go off, but what I'm seeing in this overall, this is going to be a large-scale attack that is probably going to go on for a couple of days, and be surprised at the overall. The U.S. will inflict some major damage, and then they will receive some. Like, never anything to the U.S. is major damage. Because let me tell you, they'll lose this war because arrogance. They'll lose this war because of arrogance, because arrogance is going to initiate it. They're going to lose the initiative because the initiative is going to be started by arrogance. And they're totally going to lose this war. And they're going to lose this war in a very, very painful way. Very painful way. The states are now preparing for that as we speak as well, because they've done the math as well. Those that know are already preparing and may already be in place, because there was a lot of coded language that was going around on all the mainstream news channels. Also, if you have the opportunity, if you're in a state where you can just use your ID and you haven't purchased a firearm, where you can go and purchase a firearm, you better do it today. Go and do it tonight. Go and do it tonight. And if you're not in a state that can do that, this is what you do. Prepare for everything else. Have a checklist of all the stuff you need, and I would tell you, grab a couple of boxes of ammo, probably the ammo that you can buy, that you can acquire from even from Walmart, 9mm and .223. A couple of boxes of it, even if you don't even have a firearm. You never know. You may come across one. You also definitely want to have at least some cash on hand. Doesn't have to be a lot, just a little. Coordinate with your preparedness group tonight. Have a means and method to rendezvous
together, whatever that means. You meeting with them, or they, you going to get them, or they coming to get you. Make sure you do that. Just be aware. Make sure your children have a way to get home tomorrow, absent of the system itself. Make sure they have some water, some beef jerky in their backpack, light, easy to carry, and be able to get home. You come up with that overall plan. It may happen where the overall engagement may just be in Syria in the Mediterranean for the first 3 days. But I guarantee you this, it won't be there for long. It will be here. And when it gets here, it's going to shock so many people. Don't you be shocked. Don't watch any, if you happen to be somewhere and you can see an incoming missile, do not watch it in amazement like the TV and the movies have taught you to do. You watch everybody else go blind. Many things to consider, and we will consider as many of them as we possibly can for you, because everyone is all over the place. So we got another caller in queue. We got my man Amin.
Peace.
The great priest.
Peace and love. How you doing, good brother?
My man, go ahead.
Yeah, man, you talking some realness, because I had posted yesterday. This was like a minute after I saw the
bird. Wait, Roz. Everyone, hold on 1 sec, Roz. I didn't post today. Roz put a lot of great articles in there, and there's one article in specific that I want to touch on. Go ahead, Roz.
Yeah, no problem. And also, yeah, peace to all the callers and listeners, and also peace to my broski, Jenna, and, of course, my big brother, Scotty, too. Yesterday, I was watching the news while I was actually online on BTR Community, and they had a brief news break where they came up and they said, I just posted this online right after I saw it, essentially that Trump is planning to respond to the chemical attack in Syria within 24 to 48 hours. And their exact words were, "We are at a dangerous precipice, people." That's exactly what they said. And I was like, man, they've just talked about this. And so we're getting these mini warnings, because remember in Belgium, I posted something like maybe a month.
I remember ago, that one.
2 months mm-hmm. ago, that they gave every single Belgian citizen iodine for them to take.
Iodine, yep.
Belgium was hit by a nuclear attack. So all the signs are there. Matter of fact, one of the articles I posted in your thread was from Anti-Media, and its title is "Trump's Message to Assad and Putin: Only America Can Kill Syrian Civilians." So he's drawing the line in the sand. And the other article from the same place, Anti-Media, that I thought was very telling, that came out yesterday, or it might have been today, actually, it says, "Congressman proposes bill to return to pre-1913 gold-backed U.S. dollar." So they're planning to collapse the economy at the same time that they're planning to start a world war. So again, this is just from the titles, all of this stuff is happening. Then they posted in something else from AP saying that China's president offers possible trade concessions. So it seems like they're trying to act like they're doing things to stop things from happening in certain areas of people activity, and then in other ones they're ratcheting things up at the very same time. I find it very telling that Trump's Homeland Security Advisor, Tom Bossert, resigned as well. So he's resigning right at a critical moment as Trump is making all of these ridiculous decisions to put us in a horrible situation as far as war is concerned.
And hey, Ross, he might have been kicked out by John Bolton.
Now, that's not a surprise. Go ahead.
Because they want Bolden wants his warmongering people in place. This is the war. It's Scotty's absolutely right, and I'm glad that you posted that, Ryerson, because I didn't know that today. Yeah, go ahead,
Go ahead, yeah, Roz.
So also, it's like I posted another article from Nothing But Criminals News that stated that Russia is jamming American drones in Syria. So even the cyber war is slowly starting to tick up. So there's a lot that we have to watch and keep an eye on, because like you said, I truly believe that anything can happen at any time. Matter of fact, from South China Morning Post, they had an article where the Chinese economists were saying it's a trade war, not a finance war. Also, they had another article I posted there too, where Somalia had seized $10 million in cash from a plane arriving from the United Arab Emirates. So everything's ratcheting up in the Middle East. Everything's ratcheting up between China, Russia, Syria, the United States, Iran, and all, you know, the French and all of their little NATO punk powers that they deal with to try and dominate non-white people globally. And there's just so much to really, really, really be abreast of. And I think, like Jenna said, one thing about our colonizers, they suspect, just on general principle, that the average black person they talk to doesn't know a darn thing about what's happening. When you exhibit traits of acute perception and analysis of what's taking place, just by understanding the system enough to be able to break down what's happening, like Jenna did on his job, that sends their antennas up. Because, I mean, if he just says that they had six meetings prior to the meeting he had and no one said a thing, that goes, and I know because I've talked to him too many times and we've talked about this, the overwhelming majority of the people on his job are white people. So to me, they're so comfortable in whatever paradigm, that racist paradigm that's been set for them, they're not even putting pieces together. But because, like, you know, Jenna, myself, and all the other listeners, we listen to shows like this and we discuss these things very intimately, we're able to come with these analyses in a way in which they have to stop and think, because it's almost like you're bringing things to their attention that some of them weren't paying attention to. And the people he was talking to were obviously in the know, because they're people who are, you know, of a major position in the company to be able to speak to getting supplies and things like that. But when you go down to the average layperson, they don't know what's going on. And that was obvious from the six prior meetings where no one said anything. So for Jenna to be a person in a position he's in where he's not like a supervisor or anything like that, but yet he has way deeper insight than people who are higher on the totem pole than he is. So they're starting to look at him in a way where it's like, okay, well, this is one who's a thinking one. We gotta really pay attention, because he's bringing it not just on the national level and the global war level, but he's able to break it down to a personal level. Like, hey, if we don't got no work to do, you could give us 75 cents. You could give us what you want. We're not going to even see the benefits of that, because you're going to tell us there's no work. And for him to go from the high level of global nuclear war down to the very base level of this is my everyday reality, to understand how world events are shaping the way his company works and a lot of others, we got major stuff to really, really look out for in the coming days and weeks ahead as Trump makes these psychopathic decisions as far as moving forward. So with that, I'm going to mute myself, but I just wanted to kind of touch on some of those things. I think some of the articles I posted kind of lend towards this discussion of what's actually happening and where we're moving, collectively speaking, on a global scale. Thank you. I'll mute myself.
Man, hold on. Roz, there was an article.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. One second, Roz. There's a very, very important article that Roz has posted. And that one, let me just pull this up real quick. And this is all a part of the war paradigm. And it was out of, I forgot what the publication is. My computer's running slow. It was where there was thousands of Israelis that were actually protesting for the genocide of the Palestinians. So, yeah. And one of the flags was kill them all. The war is definitely here. Unconfirmed report. Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say...
Go.
Wait, I put two articles related to this. Coming from different angles of perspective. Now, the main thing I think about...
Say that all over again, Roz. It went out. You were moving and it went out.
Oh, I'm sorry. Now, I was saying I put two different articles dealing with that same subject from two different angles of perception regarding that whole paradigm of let's kill all the Palestinians. Now, I've said this before on the show, and I said it on Jenna in my show. The United States is Israel before.
Hold on, Rise. Let's go to a commercial break. Hold on, because I don't want to break. True. Let's go to a commercial break. We'll come back to you real quickly. Listen, everyone, you listen to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We're going to get ready to go to our last commercial break. We're going to come back with Rise. I got some breaking news for you all, and we need to be talking about what we need to be doing. You're listening to Tando Radio Show. Give us a call, 704-802-5056. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Make Black Talk Radio your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, we've got some breaking news. We're going to go back to Rise. I got some breaking news for you all. Unconfirmed, but still breaking news. Very, very possible and very significant. So let's go back to Roz. Roz, what say you? Go ahead.
Yes, I was just saying that the United States was Israel before Israel, or should I say, is not real, was created.
And right, is not real.
Exactly. I like
Thomas
coined that. Yeah, he coined a great one.
Thomas did, man. That's what Thomas.
I can't stress how much hip-hop music is influencing people to do things.
The paradigm when the U.S. took over this country was the same, complete genocide and annihilation of the indigenous people and theft of their land. So what you're seeing is that the everyday Israeli person is on the same paradigm as their Zionist leaders. So really, Israel setting itself up for a really dangerous situation when you're speaking about these people who the land belonged to before you got there, and you're surrounded by Arabs who can't stand you for the most part, minus the Saudis who are now, you know, got the U.S. in their pocket. Ultimately, it's a situation where they can get annihilated if things don't go the way that they plan. So I'm thinking also expect major moves from Israel, even nuclear moves from Israel, because of the way that they're setting up the situation with Palestine. And again, they are the redux of the United States of America as far as what they did over here and them doing it over there to those people in that area. Thanks again, brother. I'll mute myself.
Okay, cool. Well said, man. So true. Yeah, it's not beyond. They will use tactical nukes. And that's what's going to be used in this confrontation. So true. And this overall protest, this is all a part of the fanning the fan of war everywhere. So real quick, let me just see.
Can I be heard at all really quick?
Real quick. Go ahead, Hassan. Then I got to break some breaking news. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. This might tie right into it. It was an update. I drove back by that airport again. I know you ain't going, well, maybe you'll believe me, but maybe people listening won't believe me. I got a better look. I was on a higher view. I got a better look at those planes. It was still the same. Like I said, there was big, huge cargo planes. I swear to God, two of them had Russian flags on the back tail.
Yeah.
I don't know the Syrian flag. Is it like a reddish? Is it red with some gold design things on it or something?
No, red with gold is depending on what it is. The Russian flag has a red, white, and a blue one, just stripes.
They're huge.
Those are I think they're called the Anox. They're huge cargo planes. Yeah, they are definitely. Here and what that could be also doing is moving out because they have their diplomats within that community. And yes, I've seen them in Southern California. No, I've seen them myself, and I've actually taken pictures of them. They're huge.
I was going to send it to you, but I was dry. There wasn't no traffic on going the other direction. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. Huge. Not good. Yeah, I've seen them too, Hassan. All right, real quick. They're pretty prevalent on the West Coast. All right, really quick, let me give you some breaking news. But before we do that, with that post with the Israeli protest and kill them all, that's the overall fans of war that is going to – boy, we are foolish in all that we do. Some breaking news. The Prime Minister of Israel has revealed in a, during a secret meeting that the U.S. will strike a military blow to the Syrian regime, meaning they're going to attack Assad, all-out attack on Assad. That is going to bring about the war for sure. Russia has nothing but to respond to that. So it is definitely here. You all need to be prepared. Other breaking news. This is Turkey is Turkey media. Some Turkish media claims there has been missiles have been fired at Syria from ships in the Mediterranean Sea. Unconfirmed as of now, but I would definitely say that that's probably real. So you're getting a heads up. We knew, and I said that it would probably start while we're on air with Tando Radio Show, and it looks like it has actually started. Now, I definitely want to get to you all getting the provisions that you need. If you are a person that is in need of medication, getting some extra part of that, we are in a different paradigm right now. Now you have to prioritize what it is that you need, and what you definitely need right now is what's available to you that no one else is looking. Food, no one. The rest of the world's not looking at this. Go outside and see how everybody is cool. You could go to the gas station with no line right now. Grab your gas canisters, fill your gas up, fill your tanks up, and definitely do that. That is a absolute must. Gas is going to blow up in the morning. So get that. Also get your food provisions. If you can, if you don't have a firearm, you've been thinking about acquiring a firearm, go ahead and acquire a firearm, okay? Perishable foods is what you will need. Also, what you definitely want to do is to get some form, if you can, way to purify water. Tonight you should be spending time on YouTube how you can purify, making a gravity-fed drip filter. It's just too much. There's a lot of stuff. A gravity-fed water filtration system. How to do that? And what you would need with that, you can get some sand, some rock, some gravel, and some charcoal. And the charcoal, you want it to be clean charcoal, not from your barbecue pits with lighter fluid all on it. Get charcoal. Charcoal is very, very important right now. Go buy charcoal, non-lighter fluid charcoal, because you can purify water with that. You can purify water. Get a bag of charcoal or whatever if you don't have any way to purify water. Make a plan with your friends and your family. Okay? Listen, now's not the time to talk to your skeptical friends. Yo-yo, everyone, yo-yo. You're on your own. If your friends and family aren't going out to buy oranges and get oranges and food and everything else, hey, they on their own. You should be doing that. Get non-perishable items. Depending on your means, you can expand that to different things. I would do this. If you have the opportunity, if you have some sick time, call in sick tomorrow. If you have an opportunity not to send the children off tomorrow, especially in light of monitor this, especially as you start to see this unfold, you have to start reading the signs. That's what prepping is really all about. Reading the signs and being able to apply a quick solution to it. Very, very important. Firewood. Always good, even in the winter. I mean, even in the summer. Because we ain't in summer yet, y'all. So the table of preparedness is critical. And I'm going to tell y'all, getting a way to purify water is more important. Go to YouTube and look up how to make. You can make it from if you have recycles, if you have glass, you know, bottles and things with the top still on, keep that glass bottle. Keep some of your plastic ones. For your plastic bottles, water bottles, you can make a gravity-fed water filtration system from that. You can go to Home Depot, get some gravel, some rock, you get some sand, get some charcoal, some cheesecloth, or you can even use coffee filters. Cut out the bottom of a water bottle, a plastic water bottle, then the top with the screw, poke a hole in the screw, screw it on top, and so that it will drip out of there. The water, fill it from the upside down, the whole bottle will be a reservoir with all of those things in it. It will filterize your water if you come across a water source that you need to filter out. At least you could do that. And that won't cost you less than about a dollar or two. Because when you start to prepare, you start to think. You start to ask questions to yourself. And the questions becomes more important than the answer themselves. Because you're thinking. Stay on your feet thinking. Make sure that you have some form of cash. Acquires if you in preferably in smaller denominations. Hang on it. In smaller denominations. $20 bills being the highest one, preferably ones. Get rid of $100 bills. Get rid of $100 bills. But you may want to keep, you know, one or two in the initial stages. In the first 12 hours, that $100 bill will probably still be able to acquire you something. So make sure that your family, get food that your family is used to. And is accustomed to non-perishable food before the mad rush. Then identify all of the assets and things that you don't have. Remember the have, the needs, and the wants. Go back and review that show. What do you have? What do you need? What do you want? Structure out where your wants are from where you live right now. While everybody else will be at the gas station in line for gas, you could be somewhere else and getting it. Getting what you need. Very, very important. So, my elder said you're going to be here with large bills. Sorry, we're not accepting them right now. Yes, management. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And you won't be able to break them. You can't rip off a piece of a $100 bill and say, all right, this is $10. Stuff don't work. People are going to look at you with paper and say, we don't accept that. You won't be accepting it. So get the things that you need. Another thing, be aware what's going on via the internet. Check RT, check Sputnik News. Check those things. But silence is probably We are going into, just like the military is going silent right now, you need to go silent as well. Very important that you do that.
Brother Dave.
Yes.
I had a quick question for you. For those people who have gotten precious metals, if things get to the point where they're not using dollars anymore, what is the best way to go about leveraging the precious metal that you have? As far as, I mean, everyone has their own personal, their own personal choice as to how much they want to use and what they're going to use it for. But what's the best way of leveraging that in a situation where the cash is no longer a viable option? That was my question.
Great, great question. One thing is that one of, if you have precious metals, particularly silver, when you make your gravity-fed filtration system, you should put a silver coin in the bottom in the reservoir just before you drink it, because that overall silver coin will also be able to assist in purifying that water. That's one of the reasons why you hear people talk about you can't eat precious metals. That's because they don't know what the hell they're talking about. Next, for Rye's question, here's what's significant with the precious metals. What's going to be happening is this, especially in wartime, the overall precious metals, there will be a mad rush into physical precious metals. Everyone will be trying to get into them as a way to store, as a store of wealth, and as an insurance and an assurance. An assurance that it will be able to deal in any financial collapse, and it ensures that it will maintain its overall value through. Commerce will not stop. Commerce will not stop. It will be interrupted in the first part of the wars. But then as the war goes along, people will be resupplied, and guess what? They won't be taking your dollars for it. Or they'll be taking your dollars at an astronomical rate, because supply and demand. How many times have you seen price gouging everywhere? So in your overall, where you live, the black market will jump up. That's where you will have the best leverage with your precious metals. But be strategical in doing that. Only have just a little bit. Never, ever. You go to people, you never have them come to you. You leverage it in the black market, and you leverage it in the black market in a very strategical way. You act like each one is your last. And I would definitely say, make sure you look like the suffering of everyone else. Don't you be the fat man or the fat lady on the block while everybody else starving, you doing the barbecue. Believe me, that'll be the last barbecue that you will have. They'll probably eat you too. So you can leverage it that way. The black market is going to be the best place. And black markets are going to pop up everywhere. Oh, you won't even have to. Some of you may even be the facilitators of the black market. And the precious metals is going to be commonly known everywhere. Everybody going to be know everything about precious metals real quick here soon. You know how we do once stuff, we learn quick. So that's how I would say that you would leverage it. In the beginning, don't use it. Only use silver particularly to purify your water. Make sure you have colloidal silver to strengthen your immune system.
Oh, yeah, Brother Dave. Now that you said that, it made me think, those who have colloidal silver generators should be stocking up on distilled water.
Yes.
So you can make as much of it as possible, and you have it, so you can do your thing. So I would say definitely that. Other things you can do, too, is if, let's say, your power's out and you have silver coins or any sort of pure silver, you can put silver in your juice, if you have orange juice or some kind of juice in the fridge, it'll help prevent it from spoiling for an extended period of time. You can put it in, you know, milk. You can put it in, and you can spray it on food. So if you have food that's already cooked and the fridge isn't working, spray that food down with colloidal silver. That'll keep bacteria and everything from growing on it, and that'll give it extended shelf life outside of the refrigeration. So I just wanted to kind of toss that out there too. A good thing to keep is make sure you have fire starting material in case something happens. And, you know, like Dave said, we still, you know, not necessarily out of the winter vibration at this point. So fire starting material and fire starter kits, different means of being able to start a fire, cayenne pepper, it stops bleeding instantly, and it also helps to purify wounds. So you want to keep that, you know, with you as well. What else? If you have shungite is another crystal that you can use to purify your water. But it's something you have to sit in the water for, I believe it's at least 24 hours. I've just double checked because I have so much information on that stuff. But yeah, shungite is something you can use to purify your water as well. If there is EMPs and stuff like that, if you have orgon, black tourmaline, hematite, these are all some of the crystals that you can use to mitigate the radiation from EMPs and all kind of electrical equipment. So I just wanted to toss those few little things out there. I'll mute myself now. Thanks, Brother Dave.
No, Roz, great point. We needed to hear that in. I don't know. We'll see what happens. Let me tell you this. No one needs to be listening to, you need to be acting. So be ready. Go out and get the things that you need right now while it is still under the former paradigm that we were accustomed to. So I just want to say much love, much respect to you all. Let me real quick. I myself need to prepare tonight and do a couple of things. And believe me, we'll be doing that. For those of you that have your weapons, today would be a good day to oil your weapons, get them ready, and be prepared. It's never goodbye, everyone. It's always we'll see you later. And before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. Brother Braggs, if you would be so kind and to chime us out, I greatly appreciate it. Much love, much respect. We'll talk to you soon. Peace.
Peace, peace.
Peace, peace, Brother Braggs.
Braggs.
Salute, OG.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries
wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold. It happened before. In 2000, Saddam Hussein announced Iraqi oil would be traded in euros, not dollars. Sanctions and an invasion followed. Some say because the Americans were desperate to prevent OPEC from transferring.